you can't just call a cotton field and say, hey, now mid, like it's February, could I get X amount of bales of cotton? No, because it's outside of growing season. So the free market can't respond fast enough to situations like this. And this is why you need a government. You need a government that has to collect taxes, that has the resources to buy in bulk when it's not needed, to have it when it's needed. And I think it's going to be interesting to see how these libertarians and stuff are going to explain this once it's over. How their free market was supposed to fix this, because in no every country that has relied on the free market to save them has failed. And the countries who don't have, like even the United States, which wants to be a very ultra-capitalistic, has massive strategic reserves of everything. So it's their big government in the U.S. that is saving them, not their small government, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, for sure. And it's very interesting to see now how this globalism is being questioned on a major basis. And I'm seeing this on Twitter. Some, you know, fairly normie accounts are criticizing the fact that, well, this doesn't work in times of crisis. You can have all this trading over the borders and all over the world when everything's going just fine and dandy. But if we're relying on China to deliver all these bits and pieces that we need for our production, you know, we have some form of nation, like in our own production, but we're producing with materials from other countries, like China, for example. And if they're all sick with corona, and if they're on lockdown, they're not going to be, prioritizing sending stuff to all these countries that are now relying on them. They're going to take care of themselves in a time of crisis. And that's nationalism all of a sudden. You know, in a time of crisis, everything becomes tribal. Everything becomes nationalistic. And this is what I'm hoping for, again, if this is organic and it's not under control, then things like this could happen, that people realize that we need a strong state to take care of us, to prioritize in these times of need. Like, yeah, in a country that's heavily struck by corona, like Italy, maybe you don't need pedicures. Maybe you don't need massage parlors. Maybe you don't need all these professions that are highly contagious, like these environments. You don't want to be doing that when there's a virus spreading around. And these people work in there, they can be doing other things. So you completely reshape the production line to make sure that, you know, face masks and rubber gloves are being produced or whatever. You just do that for the need. Like, I think out of Italy, they said that they're not shutting down production, or they're not shutting down the economy. They're just slowing it down and refocusing it during this time so that they can make it. You know, that's the best thing for the country.
Yeah, but that I think this is kind of a final blow in the coffin of the European Union as well.
Yeah, for sure.
Wasn't it in Italy now that some mayor was replacing the EU flags with Russian flags?
Yeah, so Russia came to the aid of Italy. They sent planes of resources, and the EU completely ignored Italy.